This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination on Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to make a nearly hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are trying to steal the election without providing evidence for those remarks, speculating on the use of mail-in ballots designed to protect against the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. Suppose they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods, he said. As part of a significantly scaled-back proceeding in response to the coronavirus pandemic, only a small fraction of the total Republican delegates took part in nominating Trump and Vice President Mike Pence for a second term. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually, the nominee does not speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday in a speech from the White House, to be followed by fireworks. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha to prevent violence after the police shooting of a black man. Jacob Blake was shot in the back and seriously wounded Sunday evening as he leaned into a car with his three children inside. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The three officers involved, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Sunday night. Officials have announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha for Monday night. This is VOA News.